My most memorable English language learning experience was when I was in primary school. We have foreign teachers teaching for like three or four times a week, and that's like the only special one in our school. It's not so common in other schools in Beijing for that time, like it was in 2000 something. And I think that was the like almost the first time I really had a class of you just communicate in English. There was no Chinese at all in one class. Every classmate is speaking English, and that has a great atmosphere for learning English.
And then, did you enjoy learning in this way?
Yeah, that's special, like, because like in Beijing, that was in 2002 or 2003, foreign teachers are not so common.
And then, what is your most memorable English reading experience?
It was still very young, when I was like 6 or 7. And my mom bought me a English horror stories. because I love horror stories, and it has like a different style of, but before I read those horror stories in Chinese, it's because the style of writing is totally different, and also the like the point of view, the point of which one is to be afraid of. And it was like in Chinese, like ghost stories or horror stories, it was usually a ghost that you may never meet in real life. And because the imagination was limited at the time because of development. But like horror stories in English are totally different, and it was more colorful. And now, like nowadays, I'm glad to find that Chinese literature has developed a lot in those novel and imagination things, that because of the like economic development and also the communication with other countries, that writers have more like better imagination, better ways of thinking, and it has now. But at that years, it was very precious, I think.
And then, do you remember the name of those horror stories books?
No, I just remember it was a big, thin, green book.
Yeah. Then do you read in your free time?
That time I was in kindergarten, I had lots of free time.
But how about now?
Now I have little free time. I read textbook, if you really want to say.